Episode 127, Meteor Fish. This week, we narrate trouble at e-coding, we talk about traffic, and we make ear necklaces. This is hour one of a billion hours. I guess, just in case you don't know, we typically record our shows in batches of anywhere from 2 to 7 hours, and you'll hear a discussion we have on this evening about trying to label those hours a little better so the listener can understand where we're at. But this is hour one, and we're on a roof. I think that's it. Thanks for listening. Beans, you got one? Okay. Bits, you got one louder?
Thanks for listening!
Alright, thanks for listening. Kids, can you please eat? Like, really, though? Eat up, please.
Start with a weather report.
Excellent.
Yeah. Wow, weather report, and here's Matt with the wind.
Can anybody do a chopper noise?
No.
Why, hello, fellas. And non-fellas.
Us fellas, or fellas in the listening community.
I think maybe chicks listen more to the show than fellas do.
That doesn't
which
make
is really, really
I
bizarre.
I don't know how I feel about that. I guess I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I think that's a fantasy. No, I think it's legitimately true.
What, like
it might be true, yeah.
Huh. Now, is this, like, confirmed listens? We're in Vietnam. Via, like, work, like, or just, like, that IPO address seems feminine to me somehow.
It's got a lot of, eights and zeros.
Right.
Fives.
Says not boobs.
Not too many ones. No, the people that I've heard saying they listen to the show seems to be more ladies than dudes. Like, the only dudes that I am aware that occasionally listen to the show is us. But
I like to dip in.
Like, Brennan said she listens. Maria in Chicago may or may not listen.
Right.
But has made comments.
For real comments?
I'm Brennan. I'm Maria.
On the forums?
Good no, people in no, real comments life. To me. She mostly says the show notes are funny.
As far as I can tell, anyway.
But yeah, it's possible that there's more ladies listening than...
That's awesome.
Guys. Does that just mean they have worse taste?
No, we're not doing a fantasy football update.
Yeah, that's true.
It is the only non-sports podcast.
A lot of it, on a lot of podcasts, it creeps in.
I believe that.
I guess
it creeps in here occasionally as well, yeah.
I zone out during that time, so I'm like, what? Oh, really?
I like podcasts, man.
Yeah.
The newest thing that I'm into is listening to, like iTunes U.
I don't know what that means.
It's like university lectures and, like, speeches from different...
Nice.
Doctoral people.
Yeah.
Nice. Like, history is really interesting to just get, you know.
Can you get a degree that way?
No. Fuck no.
I listen to all of these. You can see I download. Look at my download history.
That's how, yeah, okay. Your
don't
doctorate in whatever via...
Like, well, wait a minute. Don't look at my history.
No one, yeah.
Don't look at my... Never
mind. No one look at my... It is not all college lectures, believe you me. Some of them start that way, but then... takes a naughty turn. Stop the horn,
at least. Tweeting so anybody reading live can come and see it.
It's awesome.
I put on one of those fucking social networks that if you stop on the highway right here, you can see it.
I saw that. Dude, like, that's a little too specific. Like,
I was wondering. I could have gotten considerably more specific, but I chose not to.
How? Here's a key?
What if they
no, there was
like,
a,
take
there,
this exit if it's open?
There was the letter on the street name that I could have said, if you stop right by this G, you'll be looking right at it.
Better to do it from the westward highway, though, I think, right? Probably get better angle.
If you're coming from the north, you're fine.
It's tough to see up. Oh, yeah, I guess.
That's where you need to come. You need to come from 75
right.
North. The and 35.
Looking really far over here.
What's that?
Then you're looking really far across.
Yeah. Then you're cool. You're going to totally see Joel's back.
It's true.
What up? No, I thought it would be cool if we looked over the edge like, one day and there were like 15 weirdos down there, like all like, yeah, we like the show! We think it's funny! Thanks, guys!
All of our listeners traveling from the corners of the globe.
Yeah.
15 different states, just single, solitary, like
lonely dudes.
This weirdo in Idaho.
Actually, apparently, though, it's lonely chicks.
Oh, yeah.
Which is good. That's going to work out for you, man.
Fucking. I think it's the whistle. The train itself just sounds like a constant wave that never breaks.
Cats.
Stop tweeting, it's ruining the show.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
This is the...
Bobby suggested, and maybe I'm not... conflicted. Bobby suggested making it known, say, this is hour one of how many ever, and maybe do that in the pre-intro.
One? How do you mean? Like,
here's 4 hours of recording to get split up. And come in during the intro and say, here's hour one of four. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it might be interesting to throw a one of four. Just to get two of four, three of four, four of four.
Yeah.
At the end of the... It's a good idea, Bob.
Perhaps, but I don't know if I want to continue doing the talkie intros.
Really?
I don't know. I thought about it, and I'm like, yeah, I don't know. But then I think
we got Jimmy for intro music now.
Well, that's not going to last forever.
Why not? Can't we just pick the best one?
He is actually going to give us more music.
Cool.
So, yeah. I like doing different music all the time.
Right, that's true. I know you like to make music as well.
Yeah. As I'm listening to shit from the past, it's not as bad as I thought it was either. Some of it's probably worse. But.
Isn't that the way all past is, though? Like,
yeah, well,
I guess high school wasn't as bad. It was shitty, but
high school's pretty bad.
Those early shows are kind of dated now. We're going a couple years back now.
Yeah.
Everything's changed.
You mean 9/11?
Second 9/11, yeah.
Second 9/11.
9/11-2, The Return.
Riding off the wheels of moving train.
Sometimes they come back again.
It's totally going to rain.
It's not going to rain, dude.
Fucking shit, it's not going to rain.
I mean, that promise doesn't cover the globe, but it's not going to rain on this rooftop for the next 4 hours.
Wow.
5 hours.
It totally looks like it's going to rain.
I think you're shit out of luck there. 4 hours is pushing it. 30 minutes might be pushing it.
I looked at the weather, and it was completely cloudless.
Really?
Through to, like, Chicago, if not further.
What about that
was a while ago, but yeah, I guess they didn't show that cloud.
Bastards.
I'm looking at the weather right now on my regular phone.
Nice.
That's what I'm worried about.
Scattered clouds. There's nothing on the radar. All right,
well,
yeah,
cool.
It's bullshit.
Okay. Yeah, it's probably one of those anything could spring up. We need a tent.
You got a tent downstairs?
A tent with foam inside it.
We could all sit under this thing.
Like, we could all sit in each one of those things and string it together.
Hey!
Excellent.
Like each in our little chimney on the
roof. Could we hear each other through the building? Like through the pipes?
We'd have to wear headphones.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Oh. I'd just yell really loud.
Yeah.
These are the four yelling episodes. One of four, two of four.
All right, if it starts raining, let's have a contingency plan here. I'm going to go for the computer first, if you guys can grab microphones.
I'm going to get my Gatorade.
Okay. Cigarettes. Don't forget cigarettes.
Cigarettes. Yeah.
What do we do in case of plugs? Like, should we pull the plugs on everything?
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter. You can drag that thing. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
I'll pull the plugs on the computer.
First drop that hits me, just take off running.
Dive off the side. Stop. Like, fucking right up! So, welcome to Snort Coffee.
It does say isolated showers.
We are live, motherfuckers, on a roof.
On a roof.
If you're a follower of at Snort Coffee, you would know that right now. Maybe. If it fucking actually took.
Right now, but not when you're listening.
Nope, it didn't take.
Ah.
I think this big giant fucking thing behind me is blocking my connection.
You're streaming?
No.
No. Tweeting?
Yeah.
Live tweeting.
Excellent.
It's all the rage with the kids.
For a non-live show.
My arm is getting tired.
Actually, we're recording now. You can listen to a show from 3 months ago.
Live is so relative. Like, a ton of people say live, and when I listen to it, like, it was a year and a half out, because I'm listening to 15 of the Joe Rogan Experience or whatever.
Yeah.
Because I really do like to go back. Once I find a show,
okay,
listen to them all.
I get in deep.
Apparently this isn't working.
Do you want me to try?
Toss it
you
into
can,
the air.
You can check the weather.
Stick your arm out there.
Toss it into the air to get it above the roof.
Hit retry and throw it as high as you can. Because there's a picture attached to it, so.
I'm going to yoga pose it.
It's going to take a second.
You got to really, well, if you throw it over the edge of the building, you got extra time. So.
Oh, good point.
Yeah. Throw it high and over the edge of the building. If you go over the edge of the highway over there, you got extra time. Because there's that big hole thing. We got.
Oh, over that edge.
That way? No?
Even the power of yoga failed.
Son of a bitch. We got Joel Train, Silky Smooth, me.
Hi. Hey, what's going on, people?
We really are on a roof.
It's true.
It's a lovely evening until it starts raining like hell on us.
Not like hell.
Even then, it'd probably still be nice if we just weren't attached to all this electricity.
Yeah.
It's a photo, man. Yeah, it probably is. Seismic might be a piece of shit, because it gives me shit all the time. And I don't know if it's seismic or my... Fuck you, dude.
I know. That's why I don't like the fucking roof shows. There's at least a 30% chance Joel goes over the edge.
Yeah.
And we have to, like, call his wife.
Oh, man. I'm not scared of heights as much as scared of falling.
Yeah.
I'm watching you fall. And then even then, that part's not bad as much as the hitting the ground part.
How do you explain that to his wife? I'm sorry, the podcast just got out of hand.
I pushed him. He was giving me lip.
Is his phone up here?
No.
Fuck. We'd have to go down and get his phone.
Yep.
Just call his ice contact. Like, hey, he's dead. The in case of emergency.
Oh.
I think there's
ice contact,
yeah.
Huh?
You haven't heard that?
No. You're just making shit up.
I didn't. It says it like on your first contact on your phone. Oh, I got a message.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, fuck it, Joel. Okay. If you're following us at Snort Coffee, you're not going to see this until it's over, so sorry for your luck. Should have paid attention to, like, Facebook or something. Or Google Plus.
Fuck Google Plus. I don't understand.
I'm off of everything else. Fuck it.
You're all in.
I am. I've only got 6 friends or whatever.
That's why you like it so much.
It is.
It's not filled up with douchebags.
Man, I don't have to keep up with shit. Yeah, there's not full dumbasses that.
Well, seeing as we're 4 months in the future.
Right.
283 million users.
Well, it's crazy if Facebook's dead that soon after. Like,
well,
there's nobody there, right?
Didn't we call it, like, 2 months ago?
Yeah.
Or you call it 2 months ago?
Yeah.
So, there you go.
There you go.
Of course, Buzz was
asked and answered.
And Wave. Those worked out pretty well for Google, so I wouldn't see why this one wouldn't.
People actually like this one.
Yeah, okay.
They crush it. They're like Barry Bonds in the early 2000s. Just doing it.
Extra steroids?
Extra steroids. Informational steroids.
What?
Search chloroform and kill your daughter. I figure it's 4 months later now, so everybody's forgotten, and it's okay to say that.
Brought it back up.
I'm better.
Whatever, she probably just got convicted.
Remember that horrible thing from a while ago? Another one's about to happen.
What? Can she just say that any time? Like, exactly. There's horrible shit going on everywhere, people. Take your
Don't
pick.
Don't forget about the entire continent of Africa.
Yeah. Just in case you forgot.
There's death and genocide and malnutrition, not to mention the bombs. Oh, those bombs.
And things aren't exactly great most other places.
I think not this week. Maybe next week is the first official Snort Coffee show.
Nice.
It's exciting.
Oh, well, that's awesome that we maybe got the sound a little bit together for the launch.
Yeah.
That's great.
Perhaps. I won't make any promises, but...
Is it going to be Snort Coffee episode 102 or 3?
Yes.
Discuss that?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, it's going to be, I think, 104, but I'm not positive.
Instant street cred. Like, where's Snort Coffee been? Like, yeah. I haven't...
All 104 episodes? Now I got to go back. 2 years?
They must have figured something out if they managed to stay on the air for 104 episodes already.
And that's like the 2-year anniversary, precisely. 104?
Oh, fuck, it is, yeah.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
Astrology works.
Proof.
Sounds of West Dayton, folks.
On a roof. In the hood.
You guys up to anything? Anything going on?
Not really right now.
Yeah.
Saw a play.
Let's see.
The Lion King.
Yeah. Sounds awful.
It was moving, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Moving in the right direction or like...
For me...
Bowel moving.
No, the crowd was bowel moving.
Okay.
But the show itself I thought was amazing. I've never really? Seen a Broadway like caliber show.
Yeah.
And so I was pretty taken aback. They had amazing puppets. The sets weren't really much to speak of, but it was just a... It was neat to see them change them in, like, 20 seconds.
Yeah.
And boom, we're, you know, I mean, I guess it's all the desert because it happens in... But...
Cool.
Yeah, there's kids, so that kind of ruined it. But yeah. You're going to have kids because it's a Disney thing. And the puppets were amazing. And this one character, Rafiki, the baboon...
Okay.
Is played by a lady, and she says, like, something in gibberish, and then says, do you understand me, to the Simba, you know, lead of the fucking play.
Sure.
And some asshole in the crowd yells out, no! God damn it! Like, no one was talking to you, dude. No one was talking to you.
Were you?
No! It was somebody, like, in way better seats than me. We were in, like, the balcony, 60 fucking bucks a ticket.
Wow.
Yeah. Went with my mom and Amy and my wife and me, so it was just the girls. And it was really beautiful and it was really cool and it was neat to see something on that scale. But between that dude...
They have an orchestra?
Yeah.
Really?
They've got whatever buried under the stage.
Okay.
I mean, you could see a lady sort of doing her thing at the bottom, but I couldn't really see how big.
It'd be a great way to save money on your production. Just have the lady where you can see her head conducting a little bit.
Just pay the conductor.
Yeah, and just a bunch
Get
of
Get a kid with an MP3 player. Yeah. It'd be fine. So, yeah, the kids were annoying, and but that's to be expected. I just couldn't believe that dude, like, I just...
Did they turn around, like, look at him, like... Dude.
No, they didn't. They handled it totally professionally.
His woman didn't smack him in the face, like...
I would have standing ovated if she had walked, if she had just said, hold on a second, and just walked, like, stomp, and the whole theater's dead quiet, because everybody's like, what the fuck is about to happen? And she just, you fucking idiot, and just walked back up.
Ruined it for everybody, why don't you, buddy? Why didn't you just scream at him?
No,
shut the fuck up, dude! We're trying to watch a play!
Get it.
or musical production of some sort. I guess it's a play.
Says it goes the movie.
Was it a musical?
Yeah.
Like they're singing the whole time?
Yeah.
Is it Lion King?
Not the whole time, but yeah.
It is?
Yeah. Like from Broadway, I guess, won some awards.
Is the movie a musical?
Yeah, they sing a lot.
I would call it a musical, yeah.
Oh. Right. Thinking it's Elton John. Well, Elton John there.
Yeah. Yeah. Elton John wrote the whole thing.
The whole thing, nice.
every track on that.
Wow. Every note?
Written by Elton John, I believe.
Okay.
I believe so.
And his partner.
I think, doesn't he have a partner that does the lyrics?
I think he has a partner.
I don't know who that guy is.
I don't either.
Boy George?
No, it's nobody outside of the partner that writes Elton John's.
Oh, I think he's somebody. If he wanted to be somebody, like, hey.
Right, but if, you flashed him up on TMZ, everybody would be like, well, huh? And they'd have to explain, this is the guy who writes all the words when Elton John writes a song.
And blows him.
I guess I care that he's at the laundromat, but I don't mean to say that he goes to a laundromat.
You don't think
so? I'm sure he's doing very well. I'm sure he has a washer and dryer and a person to run them.
Elton John's assistant does? Or?
Everybody look left. Everybody look right. Everywhere you look, I'm already
standing
in the spotlight.
Did you get fancied up?
Yeah. Yeah. Wore my nice shoes.
Yeah.
First time I'd ever worn these shoes. Yeah. That's how nice they were. And we made a whole, Mom and Amy came over before. We were going to go out to eat. And then I was like, let's, just cook. I'll cook something and you guys bring over something and we'll eat before we go.
Yeah.
Save money. There's a recession on. And we decided to go with an African theme.
You fucking fucks.
And so I looked up, a Chadian recipe.
Just go out in the backyard and just dig a shovel full of dirt and toss it in a
bowl. Well, we did make a lot of jokes along those lines. Like, Mom came up with UN biscuits, which I thought was pretty good.
She brought UN biscuits? Nice.
No, she just brought cornbread.
Oh.
But
kind of.
It's probably pretty close.
Oh, I'm sure it was way better than the cornbread that the UN is handing out.
I don't know. I don't see why you would assume that the UN's cornbread was bad.
Worldwide tax dollar funded fucking
it's gotta
UN
be good
biscuits is probably pretty tasty. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think you're getting butter. That's going to be your big problem.
No, I don't need butter. If the cornbread's good.
Yeah. Corn syrup equivalent to butter that UN's going to put in their shit. Kill you off early.
Getting cornmeal to, Tanzania is one thing. Getting butter there is a whole nother.
Uh-oh, someone's going down across the street in front of the e-coding building.
Don't let the
driving without lights on.
Where?
Right behind the Germantown Road with street sign. Now he's backing up.
I see.
Oh.
What's he doing, robbing that place?
I don't know. He turned his lights off as he came back. He's probably got a hooker.
Yeah, he's got a hooker. Sounds about right.
He's turning around. Right. I think he's got a hooker.
He's parking an awful lot.
9-point turn.
Yeah. He's just on crack.
What the fuck,
what
dude?
Is he backing up again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's done.
Nope. Taking off.
Too visible. He's like, I can tell there's a podcast going on over there.
I've never seen a that many point turn.
I don't even know what he's doing.
Maybe he's super high.
Oh, somebody's getting out now.
Oh, yep.
They're going to do it on top of the car.
Is it two people or one people?
Somebody's getting out of there.
I see a white shirt. Side.
It's two people.
Oh, they're totally robbing that place.
Motion lights. That.
Motion lights just went.
Keep your shit safe, folks. Back to the car.
Forgot my gun.
Going in. Another one going in. There might be four fucking people,
there's
dude. There's
three. Another one back there,
Yeah, there's at least three. Is that guy going in? He's not going to hang out and keep an eye out?
No, there's another dude out.
Still out. And that's three in.
Yep.
It's three. Yeah, yep.
Wow.
That's not the e-coding building, though. Never mind.
It's not.
He's not going to go steal ecstasy.
That's
what other show could you listen to get a live report?
Play-by-play.
Play-by-play.
On crackheads robbing a warehouse?
Of crackheads robbing a warehouse. From a roof. Oh. Throwing up the I give up sign.
Oh, somebody,
they knocked out the lights.
Yep. Cutting wires.
We're coming back.
Wow. This is weird, man.
They couldn't get
the wrong building.
Oh, now they got a flashlight, I think.
Somebody's cell phone.
Just a reflection. Oh, yep, cell phone.
I don't see any ecstasy. You're at the wrong building.
I don't know what it looks like.
Listen
go
to
next
this
door.
Podcast. They'll help you find it.
It says E-coding right on the outside of it.
Does it?
Right there, dude.
That's a different building.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They got the wrong place.
Oh.
They're confused.
I got it.
Their 9-point turn took them in the wrong direction.
That many points you think you could have figured out.
I would have expected they also would have eventually parked the car in a way that could allow for immediate, no need to back up.
They are now.
From
They're
the
good now, yeah.
Because they can jet down that little
that's
side.
That's where they came in, yeah.
Okay.
They set up their getaway.
Tow truck. We should do an hour of just naming the cars that pass.
I don't think we should.
Grand Mariner.
Subaru. Oh, damn. We're both wrong. It's Envoy.
Damn.
Wow.
Camry.
I don't think so. Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Totally. We got a lull.
Sorry, people. Hold on.
So, yeah, I made a Chadian dish.
Wait, did they leave?
Saturn.
I was looking at the crackheads.
That had it was just like squash and peanuts, really.
Really?
Yeah, you just crushed peanuts.
Did
and
you
like,
have squash and peanuts sitting around? You had to run
No, I went and bought it.
Okay.
And what else did I make? I made
gross?
A peanut butter and okra dish that was gross. But it said you're supposed to use, like, palm butter. Ugh. But I didn't, yeah. You know. They said you could substitute peanut butters.
Palm butter? I just motioned to my palm, folks.
Yes, he did. It was the grossest motioning to one's palm ever.
I was going
to
say what kind of joke that was, but I think you get it.
And what else did I make? I made some
palm
rice.
Butter.
And I made one other thing. Oh, I made like a curry that was supposedly from South Africa, but really, like, if you put a shit ton of curry in something like that,
makes it Indian.
Pretty it tastes Indian to me. Yeah. I can't. It did have like apricots in it. I'm not sure I've ever tasted an Indian dish that was quite as much sweet as this did. But
I can't stop drinking water. That's gonna be a problem.
I miss when we were talking about what kind of cars we're driving by.
Yeah.
Let's go back to that.
So African food, good or not good?
It's tough to tell, like, because it was me making it. Yeah. I thought the squash and peanuts thing was really good, but how can you really fuck that up? I like squash, I like peanuts, so. But it seemed like a lot of, like, similar to Indian food, where in which you have, like, a gravy or some sort of, like, saucy dish, and then you score some bread or rice, and you sort of sop it up with that shit.
Does Africa really have rice?
I think they got a little bit.
Do they?
I think they got a little bit.
From somewhere else.
I don't think, like...
Yeah, I don't know.
Not Asian-style crazy patties, but that's a huge continent.
Yeah,
there's got to be several places.
No,
that's true.
Climate range. I would imagine it's everything.
They got the equator and...
Far south.
One of the tropical Cancers or Capricorns running through it.
Yeah. Yeah, the top goes crazy hot, and then the bottom, I imagine, gets snow.
Yeah, almost in South Africa, I would guess.
Yeah.
South Africa count?
Of course,
part
it
of
counts.
Africa
doesn't. Is it?
Yeah.
All right.
As long as we're talking about the whole continent.
Does Florida count?
No.
No. Absolutely not. Right, it's part of
South
Africa.
We've all everybody's talked about it. I've heard a ton of people say
that's
it.
True.
Florida doesn't count.
What about Texas?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Texas counts.
Texas sure. counts. Some people aren't happy about it, but
what about Mexico.
Mexico counts.
Okay.
Mexico counts. When we got rid of when we said Florida doesn't count anymore, we said, but we will take Mexico.
Okay.
Because they make all our drugs.
I was going to say, we should have more drugs.
And they buy all our guns.
From our government. Keep us safe.
Went out and did some hedge trimming today.
Nice.
Yeah.
Dinged yourself pretty good.
Well,
huh?
That's
pretty good.
The Band-Aid.
Yep.
Did you?
Yeah, I was reaching for something while I was waving the thing around.
Band-Aid is probably a misnomer in this case.
Yeah, it's not a Band-Aid.
No.
That's my
paper towel and
rubbered Band-Aid, yeah.
Yep. Is that paper towel?
Yeah.
And then electrical tip?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it bit me, not terribly, but like had I hung out there for a minute, my finger would have been gone.
Nice.
Yeah.
Using power trimmers, I guess?
Yeah.
Should you have probably gotten stitches?
Maybe a couple.
Yeah.
We'll see. It didn't bleed that much, so maybe not. But I also, as soon as it happened, I went inside, like, washed it off real quick, and then tied a fucking paper towel on there. Tied it like
Were the
good.
Kids there?
No.
Good.
No. But, like, once I was
it's
done.
Too bad, actually.
I usually show them. I was like, oh, like, look, I hurt myself.
Fuck! Ah, my finger! My finger!
Shooting blood everywhere.
And then when you get it all wrapped up, like, you see how fucking annoying that is when you guys do that? Just walk to the fucking sink.
I wrap the shit around there to the point where my finger, like, I wasn't sure once I took the thing off if I lost nerve endings in my finger.
Because
it was all tingly and weird.
Too tightly wrapped.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good way to quit, you know, stop the blood flow,
yeah,
right?
Right, that was my intention. But
once the finger falls off, you're safe.
Yeah, that's true.
Dip it in gasoline and go about your day.
Sorry for that.
All better.
Yeah, so I'm tired because I actually did physical labor today.
I cut down a, what is it, mulberry bush, but
nice.
Really it was a tree.
Nice.
Did you dig it out? Big. No, not yet. I just cut it down.
Yeah. Does it produce mulberries, or did it produce
yeah,
mulberries?
Yeah, but mulberries are
what
shitty.
What's a mulberry?
Like, it looks similar to a raspberry, but it's sort of like, in that it's got like all those little bulbs around it, and it's a little sort of leaner and smaller, and ugh.
Not too bad.
Yeah, whatever.
I think I ate them early, but I'm trying. There was a grapevine in the backyard.
Yeah.
And so that's where I want. If I'm going to pull something out of the dirt, that's what I want. I want to put my energies into that. Get rid of these damn mulberries.
Back to cooking talk.
Uh-huh.
My dad apparently has mulberry bushes in his backyard that I thought were blackberries.
Might be the same thing.
Maybe. They look the same.
Or in the same family, at least.
Yeah, they look the same. But I went out and grabbed a bowl full of those, crushed them up, and put them on salmon. Pretty tasty.
I bet fruit on salmon would be good, because salmon's good. Like a complex taste, you know what I mean?
Yep, it was good.
It's not like a straight fishy fish. It's almost a little different, a little steakier, a little...
It's definitely a meteor fish.
Meteor fish.
Meteor fish.
Asteroid fish.
Somebody call Bruce Willis. You're going to have to drill into the bottom of that meteor fish, put an atomic bomb in it. Cover the world in salmon patties.
Dude, that would stink so bad.
Not at first.
Like,
at first you'd be like, grilled salmon.
Space dust would be like the bread and stuff, you know what I mean? Like, it would just have all sorts of, like, pieces of trash that are... I hear there's, like, pockets, like, clouds of trash floating out. Like,
really?
I think so.
Well, like, not our trash, but space trash?
Yeah, I think space trash.
What, I think like, it is our trash.
I think some of it is our space trash, but not our physical, like, not our plastic
trash.
Bags and cans and shit.
Like the ocean?
Like the ocean.
Building a new continent, I
Ocean's hear. Where all the plastic goes. We sort of recycle the aluminum, and then everything else goes to space.
Why not?
I've always said, why don't, like, we launch our trash at the sun?
At the sun, yeah. We may have discussed that already, but...
Yeah, radioactive material, waste material.
Yeah.
Seems like
that makes
brainer.
Sense because...
Everybody...
Explode and,
yeah, scary
you know.
To shoot off, but...
But still, come on.
I think we're revisiting episode 8 or something. Yeah.
Whoa.
One out of 100 rockets going to blow.
That's what they want when you come to the roof, man. People won't be happy if they don't hear the hits.
They're their greatest hits.
Play Freebird! All right. We're all dead. Leonard Skinner's dead, right?
Yeah.
But there's, like, a new Leonard Skinner that goes around and satisfies people's urge for
Some
live
dude changed his name to Leonard, and then Skinner's still around, I think.
Married into a Jewish family and got the name Skinner?
Yeah. Well, no. They're two different people.
Is that a Jewish name?
Traditionally, it's a very Jewish name.
Alright.
Two different dudes.
Skinner on The Simpsons is...
Leonard's dead. Skinner's still around.
And it's Principal Skinner... on The Simpsons.
I thought it was named after their PE teacher.
No.
I think I heard that one, too.
Oh, shit. Was that Jim Skinner?
I think it was Leonard.
All right. There's a lot of L's or Y's in it.
And he was so stupid that he spelled it shitty. Like, he was named Leonard. Like,
he
the full
it rock
proper...
and roll is what he spelled it.
They're Canadian.
You got AC/DC.
Yeah, they are Canadian.
It. Really? I did not know that.
Sure. Explains the spelling.
They do love their, like, Y's and herbs.
I don't think America's in the position to challenge anyone about their national spelling. I'm sticking up for Canada.
I heard this commercial on XM, and it's like, I don't know,
Wait a minute, you listen to the radio?
I do.
That's bloody so weird.
I know.
Satellite radio at that.
And it's something about
radio.
Saving dollars. Dollars, dollars, dollars. The entire fucking thing. But the guy's from Canada, so it comes out dollars. And it's dollars, 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 dollars. And I just think it's so fucking funny, because you're obviously advertising to an American market, and they found the guy in Canada who could say dollars the best. And so the rest of everybody else can't tell. They're like, oh, he does say it great. You know, nobody will know that we're Canadian. And fucked it up, guys. I know.
He's like, dollars. No, I'm from Wisconsin. Really. We say dollars there, too.
Whatever, they're half Canadians anyway.
Like our president.
Half Canadian. A Canadian Hawaiian.
They were close with the suspicions of Kenya, but it turns out, nope, half Canadian.
Matt, did you call no rain? Because I think you might be right.
I did not.
I called no rain. You called no rain? God damn it.
All right.
No, I definitely
like fucking Shannon rain. Hoon and shit. Is that right?
Somebody come out and club me in the knee? Is that the right reference?
Did no. I get it? That's Nancy Cartwright.
Nancy Grace?
I don't know who that is.
Are you serious? Good for you.
Good for us.
No one should. Nice. Excellent. Only one out of three, Nancy. You're going down.
That's that bitch that, like, does stuff, right?
Yeah, she totally does stuff.
Yeah.
She does a lot of stuff. She's very busy.
She, like, sells stuff on TV or something like that?
No, she didn't really sell stuff.
No? No. Not even, like, hatred?
For free? You can make a case.
She gives away hatred for free?
Yeah. Okay. Gives away. I would get with. I guess she sells ad time, so you could.
Okay.
You can make the case she's selling something.
Not home shopping.
Yeah, she sells ad time on the home shopping network.
Okay. Bedazzling.
You mean vajazzling? She's behind that, you know?
Vajazzling.
I was wondering why there was, like, no front on a desk. Now it makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you can't give the, you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Well, I was also wondering, because, like, I figured
right for free.
God, I have a hell of a time saying it. Wouldn't really broadcast in HD, but just her show, that makes sense. You gotta see that shine or whatever.
Right. You gotta see that, like, why is underneath her desk so bright? I don't understand what's happening then. Oh, there's an immense light that shines from her vagina and then sparkles off the vajazzling around it.
Where do you put the batteries for that?
They do, the network does capture a certain amount of electricity. They've got panels set up on the bottom of the desk and on the floor down there.
The lights run off of her hatred, though, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, that cord goes right into the butt and just pumps out. Like, there's no conversion or anything. Just really? Pure hatred, okay. Fuels the lights. They got special lights, of course, but can't just get any old lamp, plug it into hatred.
Hatred-powered
it'll
lamps.
It'll pop up, it'll break the bulb, and then you'll have mercury floating around your room. That's trouble.
Fucking roof, dude.
I love it.
It's overwhelming.
I bet the listeners hate it, though.
Yeah, it's not good for shows.
Because I think we talk less.
Yeah, we talk considerably less.
And there's way more background.
We haven't done a show for like a month and a half or 2 months now. We skipped a month, right?
Yeah, we did.
Took vacation.
I used some things to say, too.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
I still said stuff.
Oh, boy. Apparently my belly is gassy.
Dude, I was so farty today. Like fartier than I've been in probably a year. Year and a half.
Nice.
Like, just constantly. Like,
I got that from Wheel of Meat Chicken Sandwiches. Wow. I thought I was going to die. I'm in bed, like, my butt's screaming at me. Terrible.
You dummy! What have you done to us?
Salmon patties.
Meteor fish.
Wheel of Meat salmon patties.
I don't think they have any of those.
Should.
That'd be really... No, they might have... Ah, shit. Maybe something like that.
They've got like a tuna salad, so you could...
Yeah.
Like, you could take this tuna salad sandwich and just ball it up in your hand.
Yeah.
And, like, smash it down on a plate and cook it in the microwave.
That's how you make tuna taste like salmon?
Yeah.
Okay.
You gotta ball it up. Salmon's widely regarded as the baller fish.
The baller fish?
Yes.
Where's its baseball cap tilted a little bit to the side? A
lot of mispronouncing words. And general enjoyment of horrible things. Merriment, rather. It's a good word. Is it? Might be a bad word. So we want coffee.
I'm thinking about snorting some.
You got some to snort?
Yeah, I brought some.
You think that's safe on the roof?
Well, it's just going to take my level of energy up to still not sleepy. Jumping off the roof. Yeah. I figure I'd be good. I slept till noon today.
Nice.
Fell asleep on the chair and on in front of the TV at like probably 3:30 or so, and then woke up at like 8, went to bed.
Fell asleep watching Nancy Grace.
Didn't
know what her name was.
Yeah. The bright fucking light, though. So sparkly. It's like hypnotizing.
It's like a disco ball.
Did I say you could find us at snortcoffee.com?
We did intro, right?
Kind of, yeah.
I'm shortening the show part of the intro, because I've seriously listened to a fair amount of shows lately. Which leads me to another discussion, but too much intro.
A lot of intro. It makes sense for, like, the first 50 episodes or something. Maybe. Like, I can understand it in some regard, but yeah. I agree with you that I think at this point I'm really happy that it's, hey, this is Comedy Death Ray, this is who we got, this is what we're doing, let's get into what we're doing.
Okay.
I like a short, that's just one example of a shortened,
oh, maybe we
sorry
should just
guys,
space
comedy
it out
bang
too.
Bang
like,
now,
we're
I guess.
40, almost 40 minutes deep. And just announcing the website. I said at Snort.
We probably should, like, phone number and website more. I was listening to some UID.
Yeah.
And they were like, I noticed, like, oh, they're, like, at least in the 70s, late 60s, early 70s.
Yeah.
They're hitting it, like, three, maybe four times.
Yeah.
UID, hit us up the forums. We saw this in the forums. What's the situation? What's the...
I've got the forums linked back to egghead.com, because it's a pain in the ass that nobody visits.
Right.
I figure if it ever gets to be noisy enough, I'll make a dedicated Snort Coffee forum. But right now, I've got spammers out of control on that one.
Fuck you guys.
And, yeah, it's been a pain in the ass.
Dicks.
Maintaining that.
How does your garden grow with spammers? With a bunch of fucking spammers that ruin it for everybody.
Getting back to listening to a bunch of shows, I've been down and, like, had a shitty attitude towards the show and, like, not making a bunch of noise about, hey, we do a show, you should listen to it. But then, other than some sound quality issues, it's not a bad show.
You mean our show?
Our show, yeah, this show.
I think it's
not a bad show. Yeah. And I think
it's as good as some shows. It's better than others. You know what I mean?
Like, in a way.
Yeah.
Really?
It might
others?
Be.
I think it's as good as some, and it's better than others. And I think there's a lot of others, but I think there's a lot of fucking podcasts.
Yeah, there's a shit ton of podcasts, certainly. But I think, like, we're... Not this one, obviously, but...
Right. No one's talking about
never,
this
one. Never the current...
Right.
Never the current show. But, like, I'm laughing a fair amount, and...
You're a tough laugh, too.
Yeah. What the fuck? Like, 80s, somewhere in there, I think. Funny shit. Anything 80s. Of the past.
Oh, okay.
Anything, yeah, episode
in the 80s.
Mid 80s, I'd say.
Good, yeah.
Yeah, when we were making a podcast in 1984, we were doing well.
Didn't get up to 100 and however many by sitting around in our duffs.
That's true.
Did it once a year for a long time and then, like, really picked up.
Well, back then, the technology was slower.
Right.
Yeah. Took a long time to encode. Or
sit around with 4 hours worth of 8-tracks to plug in one after the next. God damn it. We're going to have to get this all transferred by the time 2010 hits it.
Yeah, but I'm getting more proud of the show.
That's good. Pride goeth before something good, I think.
That and, like,
the fall.
The aspect of giving up on caring about... well, not necessarily caring about, the aspect of understanding that you should listen to 10, 15, 20 shows.
Yeah.
And then it's fucking funny.
I don't know why it can't be funny sooner.
Yeah. I think it maybe can.
More
you
soon.
If you listen to 10, 15, there's a good chance you'll catch, you know, something funny. So.
I think that's a fair statement.
Yeah.
You got to get over the quiet times. And that was part of the reason of
I don't understand why the quiet times are all that bad.
What? Because there's 10-second times where we're just kind of looking at each other. And
you're just working at a computer. Like, just pay attention to that for 10
yeah,
seconds. You're driving
yeah.
a car.
We'll
like,
be back just shortly.
Do go back to that. We'll be... Like,
yeah, that's true.
Heads up. Your boss is watching. Mark, seriously, you. Your boss is watching. Get your shit together.
I've mentioned Anonymous Trio, show.
I still haven't checked them out.
They gave us a shout-out on, like, episode 53 or something.
Woo-hoo! I'm going to listen to that one, plus two
Thanks.
More.
Yeah. Nice.
Plus just two more random ones. That's my gift to you, Anonymous Trio.
There you go. I think they called it Egghead Presents, which is close enough, I guess.
Yeah.
You can Google that and find
it. We're snort coffee now. Whatever.
Yeah, we're snort coffee now, but they didn't know.
It's going to give us lots of shout-outs, I think. When Snort Coffee rolls around.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to advertise that?
I keep justifying this to myself, like, when I think, like, maybe we're not any good, which I agree with you, I think is a mischaracterization of it. Maybe we're not really good, maybe a better question. But then I always say, like, no, man, we're, like, punk rock in the 80s. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
We're
like,
just raw.
This is avant-garde podcasting. Yeah. No, we're not fucking,
not bad,
you
we're
know.
Just raw.
We're not never not funny. No.
No.
No. That's not how we roll. We got
Might
wind in the mic right now. Handle it.
But, you know.
Right. Misunderstood.
Sure, but we're still funny.
Yes, we are so misunderstood.
I am misunderstood.
Yeah.
Do you have notes?
No. Well, yes, actually. I have one note. Maybe two. But this is... Have you ever gotten random texts from people? Like, you have no idea the phone number or anything like that? Just, so I don't know this phone number, and I'm going to text them and see if I get any message back.
I've sent random.
You have?
Yeah.
Intentionally?
There was a phone number on a ceiling in a bar that I was at.
Nice.
And I sent them a text, gave some shit.
Nice.
About their grammar. Hey, retard. Spelled M-O-M, dummy.
You wrote your five backwards.
It's not cute after you're not five.
So what'd you get?
I don't know yet. We'll see.
That's what you've been doing this whole time? You've been staring down into that glowing blue flatness?
Yes.
Old technology telephone?
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, I want to see if I get a random text back.
Just like that, man.
Oh, nice. You got it out.
I don't have a snorty part.
That's fine. We can just pouch up to the nose.
Tootie part. I learned my lesson
on that, dude. That's only burned us every time we've done it.
Yeah, I learned my lesson on that.
Every single time.
I made
a
YouTube video and puked my ass off.
This is bound to be the one, I think. I think you got to keep going at it. There's a whiff of it. It's amazing to get. It's strong enough that you can smell it from like 3 feet away outdoors.
Snorting the dopest shit, son. Losers on a roof, motherfucker.
Can the cops see us?
I don't think so.
They'd have to come over to ask questions then, right? Like, you're snoring.
Can I get a bump of that, guys? It's going to be a long show. We're just sitting out there on the highway.
Like, it's coffee.
One of us goes and picks up a prostitute and then comes back and fucks it, and then the other one fucks it. Then we throw it off the overpass.
Wow.
Brutal.
Those cops aren't protecting or serving.
Well,
serving.
Being
right.
Serviced.
Yeah, well, same thing.
It's ballpark.
Servicing humanity by killing whores.
Is the highway dead enough that we could toss a dummy onto the highway from here?
and not get arrested?
Well.
Or get arrested?
Are they going to find us?
I think we could just squat down here, like.
Duck into the.
Yeah.
Into
go
the
down,
help pad.
Like, do it right when we start a show.
Yeah.
And then go in, and we're going to be in here for 5 hours. You know what I mean?
I mostly just want to see, like, videotape it and see what it looks like, the toss. Like, I'd potentially be willing to go get it real quick.
Are you going to throw it at a car?
No, that's what I'm saying. The highway's got to be, like, clear.
See, I think you're missing all the fun of tossing and dumping. Well,
I don't want to wreck a bunch of cars, though.
Well, but then otherwise, what's the point?
Well,
you're like, oh, dummy on the road. But if somebody fucking hits it, now you've got fun.
Did you say lawsuit?
I apparently did not learn my lesson.
Sorry, folks.
Freaking coffee tutors. No, I'm good.
Matt, no?
I'm cool. Yes. I'm good.
All right. Well, that's nice. To quote Larry the Cable Guy, I don't care who you are. That's nice.
Coffee chaw. Haven't we? We've discussed this.
I still haven't tried it.
It's got to be great, right?
Yeah.
What would that...
We've already sold that to Halliburton. Right?
We could make our own, but what would that material be?
It's just this, dude.
Yeah.
Right, but what is that? Like...
Coffee filter.
Coffee filter. Paper.
Okay.
Yeah, we can just...
That's the same shit they use on the fucking things.
Chaw right. pouches.
Yeah.
We can just cut some of those open, glue them back shut again.
God, I hope this wind is coffee. Wrong. I feel like it is.
What,
Wind's fucking it up. Ooh, take that.
I found that we can, like... You said something really funny when we first got the microphones. Turning the microphones off, turn your off, ears off, and you said, fuck wads. It made me laugh really hard because you screamed it. I think that's episode, what are we on? 102? It was probably episode 101. Whatever.
Oh, I watched a good documentary.
What?
It was called Through the Eyes of Tammy Faye.
Oh.
It was good. Like, I expected, here's the reason it was good. I expected to be like, at the end of that, just be like, fuck Tammy Faye, that, like, I really expected to hate her.
Yeah.
And I didn't hate her, like, I just felt sorry for her.
I could see that.
RuPaul narrates it.
What?
And, does a good job, too.
The dude or like, the chick?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, yeah.
Shim.
Okay. Yeah, she's crazy. Like...
She's got a lot of
makeup. Three pieces
on.
Of permanent face, like, tattooed makeup.
Really?
Yeah. Won't take, like, goes into this, at one point in the documentary, goes in for a photo shoot with, like, a legit, like, I've shot these crazy people, photographer. And he's like, so what can we do about that? And she's like, oh, those are permanent, those don't come off. Talking about her, like, whatever the spider legs are coming off of her face, out of her eye, like, on the, that little... What's that, the eyelid that covers your eye? She's got, like, attached, like...
Tattooed eyelashes?
No, I don't think those are tattooed, but I think that those are, like, super, fairly permanent, like...
Horse eyelashes.
Pretty much.
Oh. Huh.
Like, that she probably goes and gets it, like, pulled off, you know, like, the glue is chemically dissolved and then peeled up and new ones put on every, like, 6 months or so. But she was like, no, we won't talk about that. Like, those don't come off. That's, like, the dude's a professional. Like, I don't know why you wouldn't. She's crazy.
She has to go have surgery. I mean, you can understand she doesn't want to take them off right then.
He just should have reached over and just, like, torn one off real quick and been like, now we've got to make it match.
What are you going to do now?
She'd be like, fight you to the death.
Why didn't we come up here for 4th of July?
Probably because I wasn't here.
Son of a bitch.
Why can't you just give us the code? We'll swing up.
Good. More than welcome. What do I care?
Next year, man. 4th of July, this would be great. Have a cookout up here?
It would be nice.
Are any fireworks? Pull a grill up that pulley system and...
Pull a grill up there?
Yeah. Pull a grill up here. Set up some, like, tables and shit. I could live up here.
Moving in. Or out.
When it wasn't rainy or cold. Or extra windy. Or too hot.
Oh yeah, too hot would be the worst.
Sticky,
I'd take snow
or too
that.
Boring.
This is all the entertainment you get.
I could live up here when people are podcasting.
Almost, you get bored in like an hour, hour and a half.
So I need to check out Anonymous Trio. Who else do I need to check out? Let's maybe we put some good energy out there and we get some back, like we, because we talked about Anonymous Trio before, right?
Yeah,
and that's three mentions.
Oh, Walking the Room
Trio four. I don't know how I feel about Walking the Room. I've listened. I've given them like a 10 spot.
Yeah,
I've listened to 10 episodes, and
I think it's good.
I don't think it's bad.
Like super silly, but it's pretty good.
I like the story about the crazy girl. I like that, like, ongoing, like, getting updates from, I guess I sort of just like getting updates from, like, this is the crazy, my crazy uncle did this today. I like it when Adam Carolla talks about his mom. Weird updates from people that aren't necessarily on the show. I've gotten really into UYD again, obviously. I sort of come and go, as it were. That's Comedy Bang Bang. Matt, what do you listen to on the radio? Now explain this device to me. Help me understand what it is that you do.
I like satellite radio. It's all right.
How much do you pay for satellite radio?
Too fucking much. $13, I think.
How much do we charge for this show again? Thank
Currently, it's free.
Past and
free.
For now. It's free.
Right. When you're listening to this,
you never know.
It was free.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
When
before,
this was recorded.
Before you got a hold of it.
Four months ago.
Yeah.
It was free earlier.
Yes.
You were a sucker. I'd pay for it. Hope it was worth it. Did you enjoy our list of other shows that are good? Now let's talk about us again. Seriously, how much do you pay for satellite radio?
$13 a month. It's ridiculous. And
what is that,
customer
Netflix?
Service is awful.
It's sure. Sure.
Yeah.
It's a steaming pile of shit that you pay $13 a month for.
But I get to listen to my old-time radio.
Old-time radio?
Awesome. Radio classics. I love it.
There's a shit ton of that on the internet.
I know there are. For free.
Yep.
For free. And if I wasn't so fucking lazy, I suppose I'd download a bunch of them and do it that way. But then I'd get jacked on my fucking Verizon bill for downloading shit, so...
I doubt it.
Oh, yeah.
How?
Well, because I don't
especially have... old-time radio is like 64 kilobytes an episode or something. Like, it's tiny.
I wish. That'd be awesome.
Very small. Yeah. You're not listening to it in HD, are you? I hope not.
Maybe. They might. I don't know.
Get the original tapes and just, like, turn up the fuzz on it.
They are. They're awful. Yeah. The ones on the internet. The ones on Radio Classics, they do clean it up a little bit. Huh. But
$13 a month worth of cleaning it up?
Yes, definitely.
So much.
Plus, I get to listen to some commercial-free radio all day. That's enjoyable.
Yeah, I don't like commercials either, but I certainly don't pay for not listening to commercials.
And then shows that are just, I don't know what they are, talk shows, I guess. Funny talk
like
shows.
Regis and Kelly?
No, I wish. Wait, no.
Not to that caliber.
No. Opie and Anthony and Ron and Fez.
I've heard good things about Opie and Anthony.
Have you?
Yeah, they got under my radar when they got that picture of a penis. That was that impressed me.
Picture of a penis impressed
Yeah,
you?
They got that senator's penis. They had Breitbart on.
Huh.
And he had a picture of the senator's penis. Who had already released some other pictures of his penis.
Nice.
Like, sort of, like, tasteful, though. Like,
you do love Senator Penis.
I can't get enough, Senator Penis. Senator Penis 2012. He's got my vote.
What state?
He's got my vote, no question. Wyoming.
Alright.
He's got a small, like, radical, only 300 people.
Is that a common
vote.
Name in Wyoming?
It's not common, but there's a pretty famous Wyoming family of penises.
Okay.
That, like, run local hobby shops and stuff like that. They sit on, like, Better Business Bureau Board of Directors, okay. And, like, they're holding it down out in Wyoming.
Penis Crafts?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know them well.
Yep.
Got a great, great online store.
Haven't done much since Kraft Cheese, but I think they're starting to make some waves again.
Oh, they've done stuff since. Nothing's hit as big as Kraft
Cheese.
Well,
right, you set the bar so high, it's difficult to... It's like the Beatles, you know what I mean? Like, of course, everybody's going to leave and suck like you were the Beatles. Pretty hard to come back at that.
It is.
Could have stayed together and did what the Stones did, but...
Somebody had to go and die.
Got old.
Thanks a lot, John. Thanks a lot, Christians.
Did Christians kill Lennon also?
Some crazy guy who was a little too into it, killed Lennon. With a handgun. The answer was handgun. We didn't ask a question.
I thought it was Bible.
If he would have had a Bible, probably would have stopped the bullet. I don't think it was high caliber.
Really?
So that's a lot. Depending on the Bible, that could be pretty dense, I think.
Did they make a gun that looks like a hand?
They should.
I think so.
Would it be like you were shaking hands?
Oh, man.
And it would shoot out of the wrist?
Nice.
Oh, that's going to do a lot of like tendon damage up
the... Thumb work. Thumb's right in the right spot.
Wait, yeah. No, I'm trying to shoot that way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Thumb.
No, but my hand's the gun, and you shake hands, and you shoot, you're dead. And the thumb
so Matt's dead. Trying to stick his hand out a little more horizontal, whereas Austin has his down, a little more in a shaking motion, which points the thumb more at the person.
It's going to be a little more rigid than my actual hand as well, so.
This is good radio.
It's going to be like right in the face, isn't it? Like
that's
we're shaking hands,
awful
like,
gun.
Wow. Or a great one.
Oh, okay.
Looks just like a hand.
This gun to other people. Hey, check this out.
It's not shooting me, dude. It's coming out.
Oh, but you're going to have your hand replaced with a gun?
No, it's just a gun that looks like a hand.
Right.
Maybe your hand fits inside it.
You get a shirt with an extra long sleeve.
I shoot it, and then now I've just shot myself.
I think it's on the way.
That's even worse for me.
You're the one getting shot.
Yeah, it's going to be bad for you no matter what.
Yeah. This is a bad plan. I don't like it at all. I'm not getting shot for another one of your inventions.
Not again. Fool me 13 times. Shame
Fool
on
me
you.
12 times. Shame on you.
Hey, do you guys want to say bye?
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for listening,
put
folks.
A fucking seal on this one.
Yeah. You can find us places.
Thanks for listening, really. A lot of shows will ask for extra stuff. Not here.
No.
Maybe write a review if you're extra zealous.
That would be cool.
But
yeah,
I'd love to see a review.
You know,
we don't want your money.
Just, no, well, you can spend money on an advertisement for us. That would
and not even the outer part of your ears, just that little, like, the hole that goes into your brain. That's the part of you that we want. Just for an hour a week.
I don't think it'd sound very good if you didn't have the rest of the ear. You'd, like, miss half of it.
I'm not trying to make an ear necklace like Vietnam.
No.
They are stylish.
You don't need another one.
They are classy. Yeah. Get them bronzed, like children's shoes, and then like
hang them off
boom.
Your rearview mirror.
Guess who releases rap albums now in the late 90s?
That would get you some respect in the hood. You're going like, oh, he's got a gold cross.
Not,
when it
was just a chain, but by the time you got a little charm thing going on.
Are they linked together like your pop can tabs? You kick ass.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a good move.
Just use that, like, inner ear of the part to hook them together?
Yeah.
Okay. Stitch them right through that, you wouldn't even see the
And spin. Then they can still pop earbuds into those holes. Those people can still be listeners. That's the beauty of it, is that we get a souvenir, and they still get to be listeners.
Okay.
Nobody loses.
Yeah.
It's a win, stays even type situation. Doesn't lose anything.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Reviews will be kick-ass.
I wrote one. It's not too hard.
Did you really?
I think so.
Kick-ass. Snortcoffee.com.
Yeah.
At Snortcoffee on Twitter.
Also, just Snortcoffee. I think that helps the show too.
Snortcoffee.
Somehow.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Like,
can't hurt.
People are going to ask. You're only going to have one. We're the pioneers of this. Where else are you going to point us? Point them.
What's that? The global consciousness. If you snort coffee, that like ties into that.
Right.
Your brain hits that other
and
wavelength.
TMZ has to fly to Dayton and annoy us when we go into coffee shops.
They've got a landing pad.
Special TMZ landing pad.
They put that in
pad.
Because the Sheens have property around here.
Yeah.
And when that all went down, they were like, we need to also have a branch in the hometown.
Speaking which, maybe the episode that went up right now, we discussed the Sheens having local representation.
Really?
Yeah, because I spelled the Estevez is completely wrong.
Estevez-I.
Estevites. Estevitis.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you, people.
My gums hurt. I have Estevitis.
Estevitis.
This is the worst case of Estevitis I've ever seen.
I think we should,
You've got tiny children hockey players in your mouth.
Pause and start a new show.
You want to pause it?
Yeah.
What do you want to... Oh, okay. We're going to pause it.
You fuck.